Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Not so fast. This week, the podcast, well, okay, it still doesn't represent my stand-up act, but there is no offensive language, there is no offensive content. It's all reports I filed from the happiest place on earth, Disneyland. It's basically a watered-down version of Kingdom Comedy with no visuals. That being said, if you like Disneyland, you might enjoy this somewhat. I know, that's quite a build-up. On with the show! Tim, the T and Tancast, recording live from Disney's California Adventure, where I just went on the new Radiator Springs Racers and the new Cars Land area. Well, newish, and Disney's California Adventure. I gotta say, as someone who can't stand the movie Cars, didn't see the sequel to Cars, won't see the sequel to Cars, doesn't like cars in general, much less a movie about them, that was a pretty darn good ride. I also didn't like the ride Test Track at Disney World, and they said it's pretty much the same design system, but they added a lot more story to it, a lot more set design. It's definitely something worth checking out. The set design is beautiful. There's all these great scenes. There's all these animatronics. It tells a story, and then you race. All good stuff. So you got to check it out. I will probably drop some more reviews of other stuff here at Disneyland while I'm here in this mini ep of Tancast. Hello again. This is Tim, doing an experiment on Space Mountain. Now, the official Disneyland board says the wait time in the standby line is 55 minutes. Now I'm checking the Touring Plans app, because they supposedly have more accurate wait times than even Disneyland board itself. So, they say Space Mountain wait line was 52 minutes. I started my stopwatch the moment I got in this line. And we'll find out exactly how long the wait time is. Who is right? And who is not right? Alright, that didn't sound as epic as I planned it in my head. But we'll check back in a little bit and see which one is right. All right, so they were, hang on. So my butt hit the ride seat at 16 minutes, 44 seconds. And now we're just waiting to take off at 17 minutes, 12 seconds. They were both wrong. Now I'm going on Space Mountain, bye. I'm now going to attempt to sing my Kingdom Comedy version of the Space Mountain theme while I'm riding the ride. We'll see how well it goes. I'm not even sure if I remember it all. Six, five, four, three, two, one, plunge beyond the rim of starlight and intergalactic adventure of starflight. It's hard to see in here with no light. All the turns and stops and sudden drops. Have you got the chops? Whee! You'll feel the wind blowing past your face. And let out your loudest scream and make it count, man. You've got to show love to the Space Mountain. It's hard, it's all about it. I want to ride it a Guffet Pass is the way to make me a should it have had so many changes. It's all wrong. I messed it up. It was fun, though. Thanks for riding along with me. Talk to you later. Bye. All right, I am leaving Disneyland for the day after having just met Grace, Tancast's number one redheaded Disney freak. She is also a cast member here at Disneyland, and I have to say, granted, I didn't get to observe her for very long, but she's like a perfect cast member. Like, she's just such a pleasant disposition, and just was so sweet talking to this young girl about fairies and talking to this other kid about a magical gun. Very cute. If my opinion holds any sway with the Disney Corporation, and it doesn't, she should totally get a raise. So, remember that, Disney corporate people who aren't listening. Grace deserves a raise. Get on that. I also want to mention, before I go, before I forget, I guess, I went back and saw Cars Land at night. Cars Land is pretty cool at night. People kept saying it, like, oh, you gotta see it at night. Oh, you gotta see it at night. I was like, oh, I don't really care. But then I saw it at night, and I saw some good lighting effects. Sorry. I just cut someone off at the turnstile. I'm not really that sorry. They were trying to run to beat me. I win, because I'm the best. Anyway, so Cars Land looks really good at night. Everything, like the rock form, what I didn't expect, like I thought the neon would look good. Because there's a lot of neon, because it's from that movie. I barely remember that movie. I saw it once, and I was like, that's plenty. And then they said a sinkhole, and I was like, no thanks. That's the thing. So, Radiator Springs Racers is a combination of the movie Cars and the ride system from Test Track in Walt Disney World. Now, it's odd, because I didn't like the movie Cars, and I didn't particularly like Test Track in Walt Disney World, yet they took two things I didn't like and make one thing that I thought was pretty friggin' awesome. Radiator Springs Racers is definitely something you should check out, but I did take my 1.5-year-old on Luigi's Flying Tires and... what is... I can't remember the name of the Larry the Cable Guy ride. Whatever his character's name is. I don't remember, nor do I care to remember. But... oh, that's my shuttle. I gotta run and catch my shuttle. I forgot to mention that that's why I had to leave Grace, was because the shuttle to my hotel was leaving, and now I have to run and catch it. I wanted to say it's an errand and chat with Grace Moore, but there was no time. And now I have to run and get the shuttle before it goes away. And then I don't get to ride to my hotel in style. I have to walk there like a chump. But anyway, what I was trying to say is that I took my son on the other two rides in Cars Land, and he cried on both of them. So my son gives Cars Land a big... that was me putting my thumb down, in case you're wondering. Okay, I made this shuttle. I'll talk to you later. Bye. All right, this is my last check-in from the parks. Well, technically, I'm not even in the park. I'm walking back to my car at the hotel, the Candy Cane Inn, which is a pretty darn good hotel. They got a lot of complimentary stuff, complimentary DVDs for rental. They got complimentary popcorn and cookies that they give to you when you check in. They got a continental breakfast. No eggs or bacon or anything like that, but, you know, they got cereal and toast and donuts and all that good stuff. They got a pool with a hot tub, which we didn't really make much use of this trip. And so I have to recommend the Candy Cane Inn, just like my friends at Mousestalgia did when they stayed here. So now we're packing up, getting ready to go. And I don't know if I mentioned this before. I think I did. That at Cars Land, what I was amazed by is they took two things I didn't like and made one good thing. That's amazing. Like, I can understand taking two things I do like and making something good out of it. But how do you make two things I don't like into something I do like? That's wizardry. Witchcraft, I say! Witchcraft! Alright, well, I gotta go pick up my son and my mom and my wife. Not in that order. That's just the way I started listing them. So, we should be back next week, the regular Tancast, and I may or may not have a video report for Kingdom Comedy. That is my mom's Prius. That's the noise it makes when you drive by Disneyland. And as we are at the Candy Cane Inn, which is right next door, it counts this as driving by Disneyland. Anyway, back next week, regular Tancast, hopefully. We'll see. My work schedule is kind of wacky. And then back soon with a Kingdom Comedy video about this very trip. Someone parked in the spot I was going to park in. Well, that's a big load of suck. Okay, so we'll talk to you next time. Love you, bye.
Huh? Thanks for listening to this special mini episode of Tancast. I'm Marty Mouse. No relation. If you enjoyed this unfunny, uninteresting version of Tim Babb's Kingdom Comedy, then you should check out his YouTube page, because those videos will blow your mind. He actually took time and energy to make them good, unlike this. And also, this channel is normally reserved for the Tancast podcast, which features Tim and his two old roommates, Andy and Noah, acting inappropriate and saying inappropriate things. So if that's your cup of tea, please subscribe to this RSS feed and listen. If not, well, no one can blame you. Well, this is Marty Mouse saying, see ya really soonish. We can't get sued for that, right? Okay, huh? Bye-bye.
The magic of Disneyland. The magic of Disneyland. The magic of Disneyland.
I wish upon a star.
A real-time commentary over the new Matterhorn bobsleds. This is the first time I've been on them since the reopening. Okay, so right now we are going up the lift. I have to say that the new seats seem pretty cramped for me. I can't imagine if you're an actual tall person how much it must suck. All right, we're up to the top. It's still dark. Yep. Out of the... it's a monster! Ice cavern's still the same. Now we're going to the first turn. We're making left. We're making left. It's a monster! Make right! Make right! Okay. Still feels as jolty as ever. Yep, this is jolting me to the left. And now I'm jolting to the right. And... jump to the left hand! Ow! Oh, my colon! Oh, that was my leg! Okay. Alright. Let's calm it down. Hey, look. It's a small world. Looks lovely. Oh, wait. You can't see. This is an audio commentary. Sorry. Well, now we're gonna go back into the dark again. And now I can't see. And now... the monster! Oh, the flash strobe light! It's like Everest! Oh, ow! Little bump! There's people alongside us, and they're screaming. And now we're going underneath them as a bridge. And now we're back in the dark again. We're still in the dark. Now we're back out of the dark. That waterfall just dripped on my forehead. I didn't appreciate it. By the way, I should mention it's nighttime and it's very cold. There's another waterfall. That time it didn't get me. Splashdown time, look out. Hold on. We splashed down. I farted a little bit. Sorry. Fortunately, there's no one in my seat. Otherwise, that would have been awkward. Now we did it. Hope you enjoyed that real-time commentary of the new Matterhorn bobsleds at Disneyland Resort, Disneyland, USA.